Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Happy Monday. Hopefully you guys had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Coming up on today's show, week 12 is almost in the books, and week 13 is all about reunions and rematches. We'll take a look at some of the biggest ones. Plus, we'll give you our picks for Monday Night Football between the Steelers and the Colts, and preview the World Cup match between USA and Iran tomorrow. And of course, you've got some mock locks coming your way. But first, let's welcome in Mr. Monday, Danny Brasco. Danny, did you have a nice holiday?
I did. Lovely little Thanksgiving, profitable week betting football, some wild games. And yeah, we got a lot to get into today. Some crazy upcoming games next week. Big storylines. USA, Iran. I love the energy you're bringing. Let's get after it.
Yeah, I know. I really know nothing about soccer. I just root for USA, and I sometimes donate money and just pick USA for the vibes, you know, all of the good vibes that we need to get to them. But let's start things off here with Mock's thoughts. You kind of alluded to it. There are a lot of big reunions and rematches, a lot of good storylines heading into week 13. Most notably, Deshaun Watson is expected to return from his suspension and play in his first game in 700 days. His opponent, well, you guessed it, the Texans, because the NFL loves to do this to us. The Bengals also host the Chiefs after beating them twice last year. They swept the Chiefs last year, including the AFC Championship game. And the Dolphins and the 49ers, this one, of course, is the most interesting to me. They square off for the first time since the Trey Lance deal, and Mike McDaniel will face off against his former team. All right, let's dive into some of these. Texans and Browns. Deshaun Watson coming back after 700 days. Of course, you know he had 11-game suspension after violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. He faces two active lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct. He settled 23 civil suits and no criminal charges. What do you think here? He's got a five-year, $230 million deal with the Browns, facing off against his ex-team where he sat for an entire season. The line on this one, I believe it's a touchdown favoring the Browns. What do you think?
No criminal charges, my imagine being like, hey, what's this work gap in your history going to like an employer? See, you were off for 700 days. Oh, I settled 23 civil lawsuits. All right, come back at Q3 in the season. I can't believe he's coming back here. Of course, like you said.
The Browns knew this was happening, and they still gave him an incredible five-year contract. So it's just like, I can't.
I don't know. It's kind of, yeah, the NFL is kind of deplorable on that front. Whatever, money talks. But at the end of the day, of course, like you alluded to, the NFL is sick in the head. Of course he's playing the Texans. Of course it sets up like this. I mean, it's a soap opera, really. So plus seven right now for the Texans. It's kind of, I mean, it's not, I don't want to call it a widespread, but you got to imagine the public is going to be on the Browns with Watson coming back. That's the obvious narrative. We know how good he is, but 700 days is a long time off for even the best quarterback. I'm going to wait for the public to bet it, and I might be on the Texans with as many points as I can get, but it's going to be a weird one, I think.
Well, first, I agree with you 100%. And you said we know how good Deshaun Watson is. We know how good Deshaun Watson was 700 days ago, you know what I mean? 2 years ago. I think, and I've said it on this show before, when I do something embarrassing or somebody knows something about me, like it kind of hinders my ability to be comfortable and to really give my best work. Think about everybody knowing what a creep you are and that there's 23 allegations against you that you've settled. You have two active cases going on right now. At best, you know, you made massage therapists feel uncomfortable. At worst, you're an actual sexual predator. Coming on the field, and by the way, he didn't do that great in preseason, and there were a lot of fans that were trolling him. I think that's going to happen again. I don't know that this is a good spot for him. We saw that someone like Russell Wilson, who ended up actually having a terrible season all season long, but we saw how he did up against his team, not so hot. So I would take the points on this one too, but again, we'll see how it might look. This might get bet up all the way to 10, double digits. Who knows?
And Houston, I mean, if they've got sour taste in their mouth, they don't like the guy anymore, right? They might hammer him. Like you just mentioned, I think it was the Jaguars they played in that preseason game. Fans came out with some crazy signs. I mean, they were in savage mode. They hammered him. So it might get to him. We'll see how the crowd is if they're really getting after him.
Yeah, because you haven't been playing and then you got that going on. Okay, let's talk about the Bengals versus the Chiefs. Joe Burrow, Joey B, Joe Cool, Joe Burr. He can become the first quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes three straight times when the Bengals host the Chiefs on Sunday. Burrow has the edge, of course, versus Mahomes. They swept him last year. He can join Tom Brady as the only quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes three times, but no one has ever done it three times in a row. KC favored by 2.5. Give me the Chiefs all day long. But what do you think on this one?
I like that you're bringing this stat up on Monday, because the whole week, this is going to be the narrative. You're going to hear about other shows talking about this when they get the information, right? Burrow has beaten Mahomes back to back, right? Him and Brady are the only ones. And now we're talking about this elite class of quarterbacks. The line opened +3 at home for the Bengals, and that looked interesting. Immediately moved to 2.5. So Sharps grabbed the 3. They want that field goal. And it's really interesting. I'm going to really watch how that number tickers and moves again, because I want to see what the public does. This is going to be a very publicly bet game. It's a really interesting one. Katie, I got to say right now, I kind of lean Bengals, but I want to see where the line moves. I know. I just got to see what the market does.
Yeah, obviously we got to see what the market does, but I do feel like Patrick Mahomes is having like an MVP caliber year. I mean, he has just been absolutely spectacular. Joe Burrow has been good, and they started off slow and they're getting better. And we saw this last year with the Bengals kind of starting slow and then they took it really far. But I do believe that Mahomes and the Chiefs are the biggest threat right now in the AFC and maybe in the entire league, minus the 49ers. But of course, I'm extremely biased there. Mahomes gets his win here. But, you know, we'll have to see what the market does. And the most exciting game that I am interested to see and also nervous to watch is the Dolphins versus the 49ers. They meet on Sunday for the first time since the Trey Lance trade shook up the 2021 NFL draft. Dolphins 49ers connections. Well, Mike McDaniel, he was our offensive coordinator. Now he is the head coach for the Dolphins. They got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Bradley Chubb, all as a part of those 3 draft picks that we gave them for Trey Lance. Also, Jeff Wilson just went over there. They've got Raheem Mostert, Mosterati also there. And he had some shady words about Jimmy Garoppolo last week. He said that he finally has it. Well, okay. I think he said, we have a quarterback who can actually sling it. And then he came out late. And obviously that seems like a slight against Jimmy Garoppolo. And I was trying to give the benefit of the doubt here. Like maybe he was just talking in general, like we got a quarterback who can actually sling it. And it didn't have anything to do with Jimmy Garoppolo. Kind of hard to do that. I will say that Mostert came out yesterday and said, this is clickbait. I gave a lot of nice things about Jimmy Garoppolo. Of course, that didn't make the article. Niners favored 3.5. This one kind of scares me, but what are you thinking?
3.5 should scare you. That line's always scary, especially at home, right? You give the hook to the home team. It's really interesting. I think that I might look at the over more than anything here. The Niners just pitched a shutout against the Saints. And as good as the defense was, the Saints should have scored.
That's the first time since like 2001. It's been 20 years since the Saints were shut out.
100%. So you give credit to the Niners defense. I'm not going to take anything away from them. I will say, however, Saints should have scored a couple times. They shot themselves in the foot at the goal line. The way that I had the +9.5, they should have easily covered the 9.5. All good. Yeah. Doesn't happen. But the narrative will be coming off that the Niners defense is the best in the league, and it very well might be. But the shutout might overvalue the under, if that makes sense. Coming into this next game, you'll see a total like 46.5, I believe it's set now, and you'll think, well, the Niners just held their last team to 0, 46.5, but the Dolphins getting these shootouts, you know, and I think this game will feature a lot of offense.
Yeah, it was a shutout, and it was the first time in a million years. And again, not taking anything away from the defense, they saved our in that game, because definitely the Saints defense was tough, and it showed in our offense. But you think about what those 20 years were. It was Sean Payton. It was Drew Brees, you know? And it's like this. We had the Andy Dalton / why am I blanking on the other court? Not
Famous
Winston.
Jameis.
Yes, Jameis Winston combo kind of going back and forth and a new coach and whatever. That's not Tua. And that's not Tyreek Hill. And that's not Waddle. And that's not, you know, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson, who are gunning to get a win against their former team. So I like the over in this one, too. I hope that the 49ers win this game. I don't think I'm going to play a side on this one, but we'll have to see. I think it's going to be interesting, because I think both sides, obviously McDaniel really wants to beat Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan does not want, you know, his protege to be able to beat him. And then you've got the salty running backs on this side. They've said some disparaging things against Jimmy G. So now the Niners are all fired up. It's going to be an emotional game. And I hope the Niners come out on top.
Some juicy storylines in there. I like it. Coaching rivalry, running back rivalry. And then also, this is a good test for Tua. I mean, a lot of eyes will be on this game, because listen to these stats. Since he got that second concussion and the expert, that second opinion, told him to retire from football, he's thrown for over 1,000 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. In games that Tua has started and finished, so not left due to injury, he's 14-1 in the last 15. Dude's balling out. Oh. So I really am excited to see him face the 49ers and be under pressure and really have to play a good game to get this one done. This is a great Tua test.
It is, and this is going to be an incredible coaching duel as well, because we know McDaniels can come up with some creative plays as well. I mean, he was under Shanahan, so we'll see a lot of cool plays, I think, a lot of trick plays, a lot of interesting things.
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my, the college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckrich Smoked Sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckrich.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time now for a Capper's Corner. We welcome back Danny into the show, where we preview Monday Night Football between the Steelers and the Colts. Well, the Steelers on the money line, if you're feeling frisky, plus 118, Colts minus 140, spread 2.5, favoring the Colts over under 39.5, just under 40. Pittsburgh is 7-0 straight up in its last seven games against Indianapolis. However, this is not the Steelers team of yesteryear, and it's not exactly the Colts team of yesteryear. However, under Jeff Saturday, they have gotten a little bit of a boost. It seems that Sundays are for Saturday or possibly Monday. But what do you like in this one?
I love that. Wow. The Fighting Jeff Saturdays are all of a sudden America's team. Everyone loves him. I see all these memes. The first meme I saw was, I've seen everything I need to. Jeff Saturday is a top five coach. Covers against the Eagles, gets a win in his first start ever. But I think, you know, that's cute that everyone's loving him. And I think that the buck kind of stops here and he comes back to earth a little bit. You look at the matchup on paper and it feels like the Colts have a pretty winnable game here, but the Steelers defense has TJ Watt back and they're raring to go here. Against Matt Ryan, a very kind of stiff pocket passing quarterback, I think it's a bad matchup on paper here. TJ Watt, since he's been back, has been wreaking havoc along with Alex Highsmith and that whole defensive line. And the Colts offensive line ranks bottom five in sack rate allowed. Matt Ryan also bottom of the league in depth of target. He's not throwing the deep ball. That's where you beat the Steelers. They have the most 15-plus yard passes allowed this season. Yeah. So with kind of a stiff and immobile quarterback, TJ Watt and the defensive line getting after everybody, if Jonathan Taylor gets neutralized with a Steelers defense that's top 10 in rush DVOA, I don't know how Matt Ryan beats them on his own. So even though it's Kenny Pickett, even though it's kind of, you know, like you said, not the Steelers of yesteryear, Mike Tomlin is fantastic as an underdog. We know this. And fantastic on Monday Night Football. 18-3 on Monday Night Football. I'll take the Steelers plus money. Take the points. Keep them. Keep the points. I want the money line.
I'm going to lean differently on this one, actually. And I'll get into it a little bit later. I guess I could just actually get into it right now. But I'm going opposite on this one. And as far as like the full side is, I'm going to take the Colts money line, minus 140. It's a must-win game for the Colts if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive, which are looking pretty slim. The Steelers did post a season high of 30 points last week at home against the Cincinnati Bengals, which is extremely impressive. And again, the best that they've done all season, but they're going to have some issues throwing the ball against a very stingy Colts pass defense. They held the Eagles passing attack to under 200 yards passing, and Pickett is not hurt. So Jeff Saturday is for Monday. I don't know what the term is. Mondays are for Saturday, I guess is what it will. So I'm going to go against you on that one as far as full game side. Are there any prop bets that you're looking, or do you like the total as well?
I didn't bet the total yet, but I lean under for sure. I agree with you. This Colts defense is certainly really good. You look at a total like 39, 39 and a half. My immediate instinct is to go towards the under because I love the low totals, right? People are, oh, that's too low. A couple touchdowns, it's hitting over. But odds makers don't set them there for no reason. So I lean that way. Both fantastic rush DVOAs. Could be a battle at the line of scrimmage. I mentioned Matt Ryan doesn't do great with the deep ball, so the Steelers have a better chance to limit the explosive plays. And yeah, the Colts secondary has been very good. So I'm expecting this one to kind of be like a gritty, you know, physical war of a game. And whoever has a couple more explosive plays might make the difference. So I would lean towards the under. And if I'm going to believe that that's going to happen, but I just mentioned about Matt Ryan, I'm going to go his under passing yards. I think he's going to have a tough night at the office. He's going to be on his back a lot.
He's going to be on his back a lot, and that's just it. Yeah. Okay, great. I could go a lot of ways with that one, but I won't. Okay, so I'm actually going to take Matt Ryan over 1.5 passing touchdowns. This is a plus money, a plus 112. So we know that I think that the Colts are going to win this game, and Matt Ryan in the red zone has been pretty yikes this year, however, and he hasn't done this since 10-16 versus the Jags, but the Steelers allow at least 2 passing touchdowns on average this season. Pittsburgh has allowed a league-leading 21 passing touchdowns in just 10 games played. I still think that they're going to rely on JT, on Jonathan Taylor, even though it's going to be tough for him. That's their biggest weapon that they have. But I can see a couple of short passes, you know, in the red zone for Matt Ryan. So at plus money, I'm going to take the over on this one. I do think that the Pittsburgh defense is just vulnerable in the red zone this year. So I'm going to take him over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And to your point, you know, the deep ball is going to be hard for him. Let's get those short passes in the end zone, baby.
There's no reason that both of those can't hit, right? There's absolutely a world where both of those happen. So I'm not mad at your bet. Yeah. Let's cash them both.
Okay. What do you got next?
Next up, let's go into another player prop. I'm actually going to go to the defensive side of the ball here. I mean, I'm mentioning how bad the Colts offensive line has been. They're going to have 2 rookies starting. One of those rookies is facing off against a guy named Alex Highsmith, an electric linebacker for the Steelers. And we think about the guys that are getting sacks on their team. You think T.J. Watt. You think Cam Hayward. But this guy, Alex Highsmith, is like a hybrid sack guy. I love the way that they send pressure with him. His matchup is going to be against a rookie left tackle. So I feel like that side of the ball is going to, or that side of the line will be exposed with so much effort going towards stopping TJ Watt. And Highsmith at plus 145 to grab a sack, I think is pretty solid. So, you know, he's not a guy that's like all over the field getting 5 to 8 tackles a game, but he is someone that always finds the backfield. When he's making plays, it's getting the quarterback to the ground. So I'll take my chances on Alec Highsmith to get himself a sack tonight.
I love that, actually. And I was looking at TJ Watt's like tackles and an assist, or I don't know what the prop was. And I think it was at 4.5. And I was just like, I don't know what to do with the TJ Watt one. So I love that you found a different angle there. I'm going to go with a Najee Harris prop. And I know that he's going to be one of the most popular things to bet on tonight. His yards. I see, you know, a lot of people taking over on his yards. I was looking at his receptions even, but that was juiced to like minus 169. So I'm going to take over 18.5 receiving yards. Is that minus 117? So we know that Najee has been getting hot. I mean, he's coming off of his best game, certainly on the ground, but he's facing an elite run defense in the Colts. He has added 28 receptions for 138 yards, averaging under this mark at 13.8 yards per game. However, Pittsburgh has been giving up. We've talked about this, 272 yards passing. That's number 31 in the league. I think that he's going to find more success through the air tonight. I can see him getting a couple of those little shuffle passes. So for me at 18.5, I feel like getting over this at minus 117 is probably my favorite of the Najee Harris props.
Yeah, I like that. I like, especially in prime time, I like the running back over receiving yards plays. All the pressure comes at you with a good defensive line, a quarterback that needs to get it out quick. It all sets up for a running back kind of being in the pass game more. So I like that bet.
All right. Anything else you're looking at for this game?
Yeah, let's go with one more prop that I'll bring back up when we recap it on Mox Locks. But I like myself a little bit of a bomb play here. And I think Kenny Pickett might have a chance to have an explosive play to George Pickens at some point. We've seen that connection happen a couple times. And like I mentioned, I think this and yeah, it may play to the under. So it's going to be that one big play that kind of breaks the game open, I feel like. And I'm expecting a Pickens Pickett to Pickens bomb. He's had over this number at 32.5 for his longest completion in the last two games. And Pickens is his favorite deep ball target. So I just need that one breakaway play, and I'm going to bet on Kenny Pickett to unleash one for cash this one for us.
How what are the yards?
32.5 yards he's got to go over. And last game he had a 33-yarder to Pickens. So I like that.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, I'll ride with you on that one. I'm taking an anytime touchdown prop. Paris Campbell, anytime touchdown. It's a +195. So look, I have been, every one of my bets basically is on the same thing, that Pittsburgh allows the second most passing yards per game. Campbell's been one of Matt Ryan's favorite targets all season. Why not him in these? When Matt Ryan, well, first when the Colts win the game and then Matt Ryan gets over 1.5 passing touchdowns, why not one of them be his favorite target, Paris Campbell, +195? Why not?
Sneaky.
Why not?
Sneaky. Yeah. And that's not the first guy you're going to think of Colts wideout. So you never know. I mean, you saw last night on primetime, all these big plus money risks, Quez Watkins, Randall Cobb, I cashed at +400. You pick a sneaky wideout, you get big plus money cash. That's got to feel good. So might be a sneaky play there. I'm not mad. And yeah, you're going just hammer down on bet against the Steelers secondary. I'm going hammer down on bet against the Colts offensive line. So those are our narratives.
I know, exactly. And one of us will be victorious and one of us will not. So bet as you see it, I guess. All right, so let's move on to USA and talk about the World Cup, USA versus Iran. They'll be happy to walk away with a tie, or they were happy to walk away with a tie versus England on Friday for their second draw of the tournament, but they must win to advance. So they have to beat Iran. Of course, there is just a lot of narrative on both sides of the team. There's a lot of political stuff that's happening in Iran right now, specifically towards women. And I don't know how I feel about it. I don't think I'm educated enough about it, but I will say, you know, the players who are playing for Iran are absolutely against what is happening to the women in their country. The United States is absolutely against what is happening to the women in their country. So I don't want to say, I hope that USA wins because it will mean something in this whole thing, because I don't necessarily, I think that the people of Iran really want that their team to do well, because it is kind of a statement against this, you know, what's happening. But we'll say whatever, spread -0.5, just under a goal. USA favored on this one, over under 2.5. Team to score first, USA -145, Iran +140. No goals, which has happened a lot, +750. I don't know what to do with this one. I'm not a big soccer fan. I want USA to win because, you know, I love my country. What do you think?
Yeah, and I will say I come here to be the football expert, not the football expert. But I'll give it my shot. And I did consult my soccer experts. I did my research. And yeah, obviously don't put the house. But here are a couple angles I've got. And it's interesting. I like the way you set it up. Like, how fascinating. This is what's fascinating about the World Cup, is that geopolitics and social, you know, the world social climate comes into play as much as a soccer game does, even more so, actually. Yeah. And the Iranian players are heroes for sure. I mean, the way that they're standing up against the government is unbelievable. They refused to sing the national anthem the first game. And actually, they struggled in their first game. Since then, they've looked really good. Their coach said, I think that, you know, the political upheaval and social, you know, it was weighing on them. And it certainly took away from their ability to focus on the game. Since then, they've looked really good. They're not playing like some, like, you know, random team that just barely made it to the world stage. No, they belong here and they deserve to be here. So from what I'm hearing from my soccer experts, people say Iran is better than the U.S. The U.S. is favored because it's a must win. Iran can play for the draw and still advance. So if it is a tie situation or they want to get defensive, they don't have to be over aggressive. They could kind of sit back and make sure that USA doesn't just beat him. So it's kind of sketchy. And because of that, I'm going to play the under 2.5. I think Iran will have defense as the focus, draw or win in their end. USA has to win in their end. So I'm going to go under 2.5. And of course, if USA wants to make it happen, they need their golden boy to make a play. Christian Pulisic, anytime goal scorer, +230. I mean, he hit the bar in the last game. He tossed a rifle at the net and almost put it top corner. But if they're going to win this game, he's got to make a play. So those are my sprinkles, ride if you will.
I love that. And I think, you know, to be fair, that's kind of the only player that I know on our team. I don't follow soccer very much, but of course I always tune in to watch the World Cup when our country is playing. And I will say, when I did watch the last game, it seemed like the U.S. was dominating a lot of the shots on goal and a lot of what was going on there. So hopefully they can continue. I do like the narrative on both sides, though, so I won't be upset if Iran does continue and really make a statement for what's happening to the women in their country.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's move on now to Mox Locks. I'm going to take Colts money line -140. Monday is for Saturday. And I'm also going to lock in the under, which I know that I've said a lot, the two passing touchdowns. I just don't think the Kenny Pickett's going to be that successful in this game. I know you feel differently than that. And I will say the Steelers, both teams, the under has been the trend. So I'm going to lock in the under along with all the prop bets. What are your locks?
Like the under there, of course, speaking my language, love me an under. And yeah, but sadly, my friend, I have to be on the opposite side of you. I'm going Steelers money line. Don't even want the points. Love Mike Tomlin as a dog. Love him on Monday Night Football. And I think Matt Ryan is going to be the one to struggle tonight. So I'll take the Steelers money line and I'll lock in that Kenny Pickett longest completion. I feel like I'm seeing that happen in my mind's eye now. So I like a lot of these. I like your under. I like a lot of the bets we have going here. And I think maybe you can kind of middle it. We have opposite narratives, but maybe a couple of yours hit, a couple of mine hit, and the books don't know what to do with themselves on Moxie bets when we're just cleaning up on them left and right.
Let's go. That's what we'd like to hear. All right, Danny, thank you so much. Good luck with your bets tonight, and good luck with mine as well. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social @MoxieBets. We'll see you Wednesday.